What is criminal profiling, Inspector Peters?
It is the art of developing a behavioral profile of an offender, the study of the criminal mind. The profile is the behavioral portrait of an offender.
Based on such profiles, what exactly can be assessed?
If done correctly, it can help determine why a person committed the crime, that is, the motive, and that can help identify the person who committed the crime. It is particularly helpful in homicide investigations. Criminal profiling is used to help identify psychopaths and serial killers, serial sex offenders, and other types of offenders. Criminal profiling can help label the offender as organized or disorganized.
How is this done?
An organized offender is someone who plans ahead, who chooses the victim carefully. He is meticulous with details. You might be interested to know that such offenders tend to be high in the birth order of their family. They can be labeled bright underachievers, people who are very intelligent, but were not at the top of their class. Most of them have normal families, a stable relationship, and when identified, are a complete surprise to people who know them.
How about the disorganized ones? Do they look, well, different?
Disorganized offenders act with little or no planning, impulsively. They are seldom highly intelligent people. Their intelligence is, as a rule, slightly below normal. They were younger children, they often live alone, not far from the crime scene, and tend to be younger than the organized offenders. They also have a poor work history.
Can criminal profiling be used to narrow down the list of possible offenders?
Of course, although it does not work in every case. Profilers have helped the police apprehend hundreds of criminals. Studying the patterns and motives of previous offenders can help the police to catch criminals before they can continue on to more crimes.